Video games can get a bad rap at times, but they can bring benefits to those who play them. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, James Dawes, DeWitt Wallace Professor of English at McAllister College, examines how.
Have you ever experienced this? You walk into the TV room and see a loved one on the couch playing video games. Again. And you feel disappointed with them. Or maybe you've been the one on the couch, feeling disappointed with yourself. Like many popular forms of entertainment, video games are often looked down upon. It's as if they are somehow morally bad for you. But video games fulfill basic human needs, and excellence in games can be a reminder of what is best in us. According to self-determination theory, humans have an innate need for competence, autonomy, and relatedness. When gamers finally beat the boss level of a game, they experience competence. Take, for example, 13-year-old Willis Gibson. Gibson recently became the first human to beat the original Nintendo version of Tetris. He dedicated the world record win to his father, who passed away the month before. His accomplishment turned that need for competence into the virtue of mastery. When gamers play sandbox video games like Minecraft, they create and explore their own virtual worlds. They set goals that are intrinsically motivated. They experience autonomy. 3 years ago, a gamer who goes by the username PippinFTS decided to recreate the entire Earth in Minecraft on a one-to-one scale. With his grand ambition, he turned that need for autonomy into the virtue of vision. When gamers play online together to defeat hordes of virtual enemies, they experience relatedness. In 2009, Halo 3 players across the globe worked together to reach the gobsmacking milestone of 10 billion virtual kills against alien enemies. They organized around-the-clock shifts and shared strategies in millions of online discussion posts. In doing this, these gamers turned that need for relatedness into the virtue of loyalty. Video games pull us onto the couch because they give us an opportunity to feel basic needs and to feel glorious, something that real life too often does not.
That was James Dawes of McAllister College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.